This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and I recap an impressive start to the Raiders season. We look back at some of the more memorable guests we've had on the show, and Jack Del Rio goes one-on-one with Chris Townsend to talk about the team's preparation heading into the bye. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Trevor Siemian needs 10 yards on fourth down. Siemian back. Siemian throws down the middle. It's intercepted by Reggie Nelson. Just go down. The game is over. He goes down with 1:57 to go. The Raiders will kneel down three times, and they will go to 7-2 on the year.
Listen, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we expect to do. All right? It's a hell of a night tonight, okay?
The Raiders dominate under the bright lights. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, what a game that was. Under the Sunday night lights, the division lead on the line, the Raiders sure answered the call, but they approached this like it was any other game. What do you make of them stepping up under the spotlight?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the coaches, keeping them evenly balanced. Even though it's a big game, you've got to do what you're trained to do, be in the right position each and every snap, and that's what it did, especially defensively. I think the defense up front line and linebackers and defensive backs showed up big on this game because they've been struggling all year long, and it was a big change, and I'm sure they caught the Broncos by surprise. And you know, I thought that special teams, defense, offense, everybody contributed to this victory. And it was, you know, it's the way that, you know, you'd almost expect the Raiders to be playing.
Well, it was nice to see the Raiders step up under the bright lights. And that leads us to our first headline, Best in the West. With their win last Sunday, the Raiders are in sole possession of first place in the AFC West, something they haven't been able to claim since week 12 of the 2011 season. This division is regarded as one of the toughest in the league. So, Jim, with the way this team is playing, do you see this as more of a temporary visit, or are the Raiders here to stay?
No, I think they're here to stay. Reggie McKenzie, Mark Davis has been building this team for 3 years now, and you're seeing the results of that as they've acquired better players along the way. And the Raiders are a good mixture of young and old players. Some are going to be here a long time. And that offensive line, that offensive unit has given Derek Carr protection like he hasn't seen since he's been here.
Well, one person that definitely stepped up on Sunday was Latavius Murray. That's our second headline, Run, Murray, Run. Prior to Week 9, Latavius Murray hadn't exceeded 60 yards rushing in a game. But on Sunday, he was well past that in just the first half. The Tay train finished the day with 114 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns. Impressive numbers any day of the week. But seeing as they came against the Broncos, they hold a little more weight. Jim, did you see anything different from Latavius than what you've seen from him earlier in the season?
You know, what I saw from Latavius in this particular game was he seemed fresh out there. He seemed injury-free, and he was ready to go. When the hole was there, he took it. When it wasn't there, he cut back against the grain and picked up yards. You know, he was ready to go. I think he's probably his healthiest point of the season so far, and it really showed out there.
Yeah, it was fun watching him. Our final headline here, 3 and out. The Raiders defense set the tone early Sunday night, forcing 4 straight 3 and outs to start the game. They racked up 2 sacks, 2 turnovers, and held the Broncos to under 300 yards of total offense. So, Jim, what do you think the full potential of this defense actually is?
We've mentioned they progressed from the beginning of the season to right now, and by far this was their best defensive effort. There's no telling how good they could be. You know, they might have a lapse, but, you know, one of the things I think that is really helpful in this particular game is that they've got a bye week. Mm-hmm. And so all their emotions, all their physicality that they put on the field last Sunday, you know, sometimes you bounce back. You don't bounce back the following week, and you kind of have a little setback because, you know, you gave it all the previous week to, you know, the leading team in your division. But the weekend off, I think, is going to help them tremendously to be fresh and ready to go once again.
We have more on the bye week coming up with Jack Del Rio as he sits down one-on-one with Chris Townsend.
You guys can revel. We're going to get about our business. You know, we're 9 games in. It's been a good start. We've got some really good football teams coming in and us going to their place as well. We've got to continue to put wins together. So we'll enjoy the victories. We always do, but we don't enjoy them for very long. We take a day or so, and then we move on. So that's really where we are.
Big win, an even bigger statement. But the statement Coach Del Rio is making during the bye is one of focus. While the rest of the media is trying to figure out what this win means, the Raiders are already preparing for Houston and preparing to take that next step to the ultimate goal.
Yeah, Coach, what a huge game that was on the national stage. And we wonder, how would your team perform on the national stage? And they pass with flying colors. That game was rocking. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable atmosphere. I mean, really, the fans were tremendous. The team went out really on point, very focused, and really proud of our guys.
Yeah, I talked to Bruce Irvin. He said, you know, if we win this game, it's a big game, but then we're going to be playing in a lot more big games. And I think he was right.
Exactly. No, that's what we've talked about. You know, we understand as we play these games, we win these games, they're going to be more big games.
And you think about the way your offense has looked, right? So you're in Tampa, you're setting the record for most passing yards. Then you come back here and you go for over 200 yards rushing. Talk about the balance you're seeing in your offense.
Well, whatever it takes. Every week's a different week. And I think what we've been able to do is staff put together a good plan and then attack people where we think we can the best. And whether it's running it, throwing it, we expect to be able to do it well.
You know, I look at the score, and the score really doesn't tell you about this game because you really have to look at the box score. And you look at the box score, you had the ball for 41 and a half minutes to them only having it 18 and a half. This is really a dominant performance, but time of possession is always big, and you own this in this game.
Well, obviously, if you can run it like that and they can't run it like that, it's going to be a good day for you. So I think you throw in, we're plus two in turnovers. We were plus on the explosive plays. We had more than they got. And special teams played well in this game.
Yeah, Marquette King just definitely helped you out in this game, too, the punter. I mean, in a game like
this.
With
the pony dance?
Yeah, did you like that? But he helped you out with field position. That was big, too.
It was outstanding. You know, to be able to pin him back twice like we did with two great punts and the way our kickoff coverage covered, you know, giving them a short field or a long field and giving us the short field, it was really exactly how you want to do it.
And you start thinking about this defense and how your defense played big at the end against Tampa and in overtime. Talk about what you're seeing differently now in this defense, especially after what we talked about after that Kansas City game.
Well, you know, look, we're going to say the same things. We've got good people and they care. And we're going to get better as the year goes on. So, you know, everybody wants to panic. You know, I'm not getting those same questions about Kenny anymore. Look, we're working at it. We're an improving group. Didn't go the way we wanted to at the beginning, but we were winning games, and that's the bottom line. This league, find a way to win, and now we are getting our footing about us. Communication's better. Guys are doing a better job of playing fast.
To be 7-2 heading into the bye at the right time, doesn't this really set you up for the second half?
Well, again, we're 9 games in. We have had a good start. That's really the way I look at it. 9 games in, good start. We've got 7 more, you know, promised to us. We're looking forward to taking them one at a time.
Yeah, and it's one of those situations where it's such great momentum, you kind of hate to see the bye week come, but
no,
of course,
I don't.
Want to get guys healthy.
I love to see the bye week. Whenever we get it, we're going to make the most of it. You know, we don't make the schedule. We would have done a lot of things different, but we'll take the schedule we have. We'll get ourselves ready and go compete. And this bye week comes at a great time. We'll get guys, you know, get them healthier, come out of this break right here, ready to go with the last 7 games.
Jalen Richard straight ahead, back pedals in the hole, breaks free, 40, he may go, he's gone, one guy can catch him, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders! Carr, out of the shotgun, looks left, throws a lob for Michael Crabtree, he caught it! Flacco back pressured, Mack runs around him, Irvin got it from behind, and he fumbled. Bruce Irvin, Raiders have the ball. Derek looking, Derek gonna lob one for the end zone for Crabtree, did he get both feet down? Touchdown, Raiders! Here's a blitz in the middle, Carr gonna throw a lob wide open, Amari Cooper got it, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
It's been an exciting 9 weeks to start the season for the Raiders, which have led to some memorable moments here on the Silver and Black Show. From Jalen Richard talking about his first ever touchdown, to Sean Smith talking some swag. We look back at some of the best moments that we've captured in the first half. Couldn't ask for a better guest as we kick off the season here on the Silver and Black Show. Well, if you didn't know Jalen Richard's name at the start of the season, you definitely do now. Welcome to the show. It's your first time here, and look at you,
yes.
All smiles. You're always smiling when we see you.
I have to, man. You have to.
Your early thoughts on this defense.
Oh, man, when I first came in, you know, I was seeing the opportunity of us, like, building a good defense and being something special. I mean, they added a lot of key pieces to the defense.
We definitely started off slow. You know, we have great players all across the board who are capable of making plays.
DJ, you're playing some of your best football. What's changed for you?
I'm just approaching the game like a professional, man. I'm just going out there. I'm in my playbook. I'm studying. I'm watching film, and I'm just putting in a whole lot of work.
What's your response to those naysayers that maybe look at you and the reports are that you're undersized for your position?
There was never no response. I'm just letting my play speak for me. So, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I believe that's what got me this far, so I'm going to keep doing that.
I love it when they call me old. I mean, it's C-ball, get ball at the end of the day, and my job is to get to that next level, and I think I've been doing a good job of that.
More explosive plays, those big plays, those home run plays that got people excited about me. I know that's what I want out of myself, and that's what everyone wants to see, so that's what I need to give them.
You're an undrafted free agent, and so that's been a long road for you. What is it like when every play counts, just your journey to get to where you are right now?
Yeah, I definitely take it with, no pressure, because at the end of the day, I'm doing something that a lot of people think I wouldn't do.
All right, we have some business with our top five questions. This is where we get to have some fun. We always start off with a favorite athlete.
My favorite athlete growing up?
Deion Sanders,
Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed.
I have to say Magic Johnson.
I like Emmitt Smith. My dad was a big Cowboy fan, so.
Would have to be Randy Moss.
John Lynch.
Oh, okay.
That was a Tampa Bay fan.
Oh, all right. So you talk about growing up in Louisiana, listening to Louisiana music. What's the best thing about now living in California?
The weather.
The weather. Definitely the weather. You can't beat California weather.
I love the weather, man. It's no mosquitoes. It's no humid weather. I mean, it's real cool every day. Like in Louisiana, it's just hot. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you can just literally sit on the porch for 5 minutes and you're going to break out in the sweat.
Best vacation spot. Where's your go-to place?
Maybe Bahamas. Bahamas is really nice.
Miami.
Because?
It's Miami.
The beaches, right?
The beaches.
The
there
beaches.
We go.
The beaches. And it's the sand and the water at the beaches
right.
That you like the
yep.
best. Favorite emoji to use while texting?
The side eye.
The side eye?
Yeah.
Which one's
that? The little
that?
One that gives you like... It's like,
okay.
Did you really,
the shady eye,
yeah.
Not the winky face kiss.
Nah.
That's not yours. Best athlete on the O-line.
Oh, you're looking at him. Donald Penn. Hands down.
This guy.
If anybody
I like
says
that.
Anything
no
different, they're lying.
Speaking of dancing, best dancer on the team.
Best dancer on the team? I'll have to say myself.
Oh, really? Did you want to show some moves?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Not right now.
No?
Nothing
okay. Who leave. Has more swag? This is my favorite question of the five. Sean Smith. Or Jack Del Rio?
Oh, you gonna miss.
Sean's got the smile,
Sean
but
too
Jack
cool.
has those throwback leather jackets.
Sean too cool. I like Sean. He come in the building with his shades, Ray-Bans and stuff on. I think Sean got him on that one.
Yeah, if you can wear sunglasses inside, then you definitely have more swag.
I was like, dude, take them off. I mean, you inside the building now. It's all right.
So we asked Reggie Nelson a couple weeks ago who had more swag on the team, you or Jack Del Rio. So why don't you settle the score and tell me who has more swag? He went with you.
He's a smart man. He's a smart man.
Looking forward to a great second half of the show and, more importantly, the season. Up next, Jim shares with us his first half MVP and how the Raiders can keep that top spot in the AFC West.
Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. You heard all about these guys, right? But what about Denver Kirkland? The job he's had to do is stepping in has been incredible to this run game. He's added some extra power. And watching that Denver game over again, I was reminded of just how good he can be for this offense, especially in the role that he's doing. As we take a look at this first play, you notice the defense has got the guards, the center, and the guard cover. Now, this is going to be what we call a Bob Trejo play, where one of these two is going to have to pull. And in this case, because the guard's covered, it's going to be Austin Howard. He's a kick out. Jalen Richard is going to get the handoff and go up. Well blocked, but especially at Kirkland's position, by keeping out Shane Ray, this allows a lot of punch and a lot of power to this offense. Let's watch how this play develops. Look at Austin Howard. Nice angle on the pull. Kicks out the linebacker. Look at that hole. Great job. Kirkland holding up at the point of attack really added a lot to it because Shane Ray was kept out of the equation until Jalen Richard already had a significant game. Now that you've seen on film how powerful this offensive line can be when you run to the strength of it, take a look at how Denver plays this next play. If you take it, you see where Kirkland is. He's lined up at tight end. You got Clive Wolford. Look at the amount of attention that's shifted over from a safety to both your linebackers. Really, there are way too many bodies on the right-hand side to run into. Not beneficial to the offense. What they do smart here, he's going to hold up the line. Austin. Man on man. Nothing fancy about it at all, but it turns out to be a 42-yard gain for the offense. Now, this is good old-fashioned power football. Fullback isolated on the linebacker. Daylight. First person to make contact is a safety. 10 yards down the field. Well, in this case, 42 yards down the field because Latavius Murray runs away from him. When you stack that many people in the box, if you're able to break through and get a sliver of daylight, more times than not, it's a big gain. In this case, this happened with that's what happened with the offense. So when it comes down to crunch time, they're not afraid to put Kirkland in to help extend the pocket to maybe block somebody like Von Miller. But as the defense is starting to look forward to the run, look how many guys they've got committed over here. In this case, we're going to run a little play action and, more importantly, use max protection to protect Derek Carr and get a big first down with Michael Crabtree. Watch at the snap of the play. Denver's looking. Max protection. Kirkland does a good job sealing the edge and mauling Von Miller. Great comeback route by Crabtree, who does what he does best in space. First down. Keep the chains moving. Good play by the offense. So in the absence of Lee Smith, Denver Kirkland has come in and had to play the tight end spot. Well, he's not going to go out and catch any passes, but he offers a lot of power to the run game. And when defenses are going to start keying on to where the side he is, this offense has shown this has the ability to run away. Not only is pivotal in the run game, but he's also proven essential in the pass game with max protection. Denver Kirkland deserves some credit because he's playing very well. So kudos to you, young man. We'll be watching you in the future. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
The Raiders head into their bye week atop the AFC West. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalimis alongside Jim Plunkett. And Jim, 7-2. That is the third best record in the league right now for the Raiders. They also have one of the best quarterbacks. And that's where I want to focus is on Derek Carr, because the MVP discussion has started for good reason. 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions. You've played at the top of the league in that position. When you say MVP, does that worry you a little bit?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, hopefully you continue to play the way you've been playing. And I think that's, in this case, Derek Carr, he's a level-headed kid. He works hard. He doesn't let things bother him too much. You can see his progress over the last 3 years. He's a much calmer, cooler, collected player out there. He doesn't try to come up with a big play when there's no chance of it. He'd rather, you know, throw it away or even take the sack at times. So in that way, he's matured. And one of the great things about Derek Carr is he's his own worst critic. When he doesn't play well, he's not happy about it.
He seems to be level-headed. When you look at him, MVP-type numbers, I mean, he has a good chance.
He certainly does. The Raiders continue to win. Derek Carr is right in the conversation.
So the bye week came at an advantageous time because here this team is rolling. They've been grinding out the middle of the season. Do you prefer the bye week at the middle of the season?
I personally do, but, you know, sometimes it all depends on what kind of injuries you have. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, early in the season when you have a lot of them, then you want it early in the season. So I think right now, though, the Raiders don't have that many injuries. I think they're feeling pretty good about the break right now and having to go to Mexico in a week or so. So, yeah, I think it's a good time for them.
Okay, because it is the halfway point of the season or past it, it's time to hand out an award. We'll put Derek Carr on the shelf for a moment, focus on another player on the team. When it comes to the most valuable player on this team, who stands out to you?
You know, right now it's Amari Cooper. You know, he comes up with big plays. He turns short gains into long gains. Right now, he's the most dynamic weapon that the Raiders have right now. And I think, hopefully as the season progresses, you know, he's going to continue on that upward spiral and really produce for the Raiders.
Now, there is still a lot of season left. So who do you expect to have a great second half, make a big impact?
I'm thinking Khalil Mack. I think he's coming into his own. He got off to a slow start, and that was because people were double-teaming him or they're helping out with the back in the backfield. So, you know, now he's getting his opportunities. Hopefully there's more pressure from the other side. We'll give him more opportunities to rush the passer, to get to and make those sacks that he's been so well known for over the last couple of years. And I think that as things go on, he's only going to get better, and he's going to get to that quarterback.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you join us next week as we send you off to Mexico City, the Raiders facing the Texans on Monday Night Football. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, and Chris Townsend, I'm Nicole Zalumis. And we leave you with the best of Raiders Snapchat from this past Sunday's game. If you aren't already following us, you're missing out.
Ain't nobody game on right now.
Man, I'm going to get y'all a show, and I'm guaranteed it.
Today's point, the seed to truth, is his.
We've got to improve, but we always enjoy the victories, man.
This stuff you don't. Riding this horse, Derek, say what's up.
It's all right. Just maybe not during the game.